Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. El Elyon, God, God, Most High, Adonai Elohim, the Lord God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Can you sing that with me? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Only Thou art holy, there is none besides Thee. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Thank you. Hallelujah. God's Holy Spirit of holiness is falling on the earth right now and separating the holy from the unholy, the lies from the truth. The darkness is being brought into the light. God's holiness is separating those who hear the voice of Jesus and another they will not follow, and those who don't hear. Holiness is falling to set apart God's purpose to bring justice. El Shaddai, Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for all that you are doing for such a time as this. As scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 26, the Lord says, "So I myself, I will throw your skirts up over your face, that your shame may be exposed." Nahum chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will let the nations look at your nakedness and the kingdoms at your disgrace." Lord, you are lifting up the skirts of the enemy and showing their nakedness, the things that they thought were covered up and would never be seen. We give you all glory. We give you all praise. You are God and there is no other. God is uncovering so much. God is revealing so much. There are so many ungodly facts out now that it would be so easy to be a scaremongerer. I'm not a scaremongerer. The Lord told me to encourage. So I start by declaring that in the name of Jesus, by the power of His Holy Spirit, I release God's Holy Spirit of peace over all who are listening. And I encourage you to dwell and abide in the shadow of El Shaddai, Almighty God, whose power no foe can withstand. Satan is trying to get us to call what is right, wrong, and what is wrong, right. The spirit of Antichrist is trying to rear as many of its demonic heads as it can. So we name godly spirits that we have seen by the power of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of David as conqueror, the spirit of Moses as intercessor, the spirit of Joshua as leader, and the spirit of Caleb to call for his mountain, his inheritance. So, just as the spirit of David, even when he had lost all at Gilgal, he inquired of the Lord, and the Lord said, "Go and recover all." Just as we asked the Holy Spirit last year, and the Lord said, "Go and recover all. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked way and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Hallelujah. Just as the spirit of Moses as intercessor, who took the revilings of his people. "Well, why did you bring us out here to die?" And that is similar to, "Why do you persist in believing that God is going to do something that he is not going to do? Things are not going to change." Well, Moses stood before Pharaoh, who was the highest office in the land, and threw down a stick, and that stick ate up the seven snakes of Pharaoh. And I declare right now that Satan's serpents are circling themselves right now, ready to eat themselves, because our rod is the staff of the shepherd, and the shepherd is Jesus, and Jesus is the word of God. And Moses, who stood before Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go," well, now we, the people, stand before committees and school boards and say, "Let our children go." No, our children will not wear masks. No, our children don't need a vaccine. No, you cannot teach our children ungodly principles. No, you cannot make us hate each other. And the spirit of Joshua as leader, the Lord said, "Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you." God is calling us, whatever age we are. Now, cross over this Jordan. Overcome what seems big in your eyes. Remember your Ebenezers. And we name the spirit of Caleb, who called for his mountain, called for his inheritance. So would you pray with me? Would you say, "Lord, I am not dead yet, Lord. If my life were done, you would take me home. I am still here. So there must be something left for me to do. So I call for that purpose in my life that you made me for in heaven. That when you said, 'Whom shall I send?' I said, 'Send me.' And when you said, 'Will you go?' I said, 'Yes, Lord.' So, Lord, give me my mountain. Give me my inheritance in you." Amen. Say amen. Revival is needed right now. Revival is happening right now. And some of us may say, "Well, how can you say revival is happening right now? Look what's happening." But this is what God is doing. God is opening eyes to see what the Spirit is saying, opening the eyes of the people by the power of the Holy Spirit to see the truth, so that the people will know the truth in their spirit. And once the truth is inside them, within them, no one can take it away. The government cannot take it away. That is why I believe Holy Spirit is starting revival. Would you like to pray with me again? Would you like to pray to be a part of that now? Say, "Holy Spirit, let me be used to grow the kingdom of God. Holy Spirit, let me be used to tell people about Jesus. Lord, the fields are white unto harvest. Let me be one of your best labourers to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. As I have said before, I don't care what name they give the sickness. COVID, COVU, Corona, barley fever, hay fever, wheat fever, corn sickness, I don't care. It has to bow down to the name of Jesus. I have to stick to the basics of God's word, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And trust that Jesus bore all my sicknesses and cured all my diseases. I am in the ark. I have to be, because the ark is Jesus. And in such a time as this, like the Bible says, Satan and his demons are trying to bring as much fear as they can to see how much they can control us. Who controls you, Christian? For years, they have been resurrecting variants of old sicknesses, of pestilences. Now listen carefully, that have a cure. You might hear many different sicknesses named in the near future, but I repeat scripture to you. Do not be afraid. And I put times 365. That's every day of the year. And that is in the Bible. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? When you hear of these things, do not be afraid. So get in the ark by giving Jesus your fear. The body that El Shaddai gave us and breathed into us, his life shall live. It was made to overcome. Would you pray with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I declare you are my God and my King. I belong to you. And as Psalm 91 says, I dwell in the secret place of you, the Most High, and I am fixed and stable under your shadow. Fill me now completely, Holy Spirit. Leave no room for the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, I hope you were able to say all those prayers with me. But I also hope that you have also received Jesus into your life. If you have not, would you like to say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I turn away from my sin now. I repent of my sin. I say I am sorry. And I ask you now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me now completely. Show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. And I truly hope you were able to say those words with me. And right now I call forth President Donald Trump to stand in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump. Amen and hallelujah. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.